Agenda item 10 is a report on the recruitment of Director of Environment and Highways. The report can be found on pages 41 to 46 of the agenda. I'd like to ask Councillor Gedra, as leader of council, to introduce the report. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have no intention of taking up the whole 5 minutes. The proposed changes in the report to the senior management team are intended to provide essential capacity for the delivery of the council's strategic place ambitions while simultaneously aligning accountability for the public realm priorities within a single directorate. The review also proposes to change the location of some of the services to deliver improved synergy and transformation. For years we've been rightly saying that Thurrock is open for business and we are on the up. We've seen significant investment from the private sector with Travis Perkins, Amazon and UPS to name a few investing here. We have ports expanding, we have the Thames Enterprise Park coming back into use, we have ambitious plans for Purfleet and Tilbury, we have the A13 widening, Grays Underpass, and to be honest the list could go on and on and on. But there are still some out there saying, it's all very well and good, but when is this actually happening and how is it going to impact on me? Very good questions. Well, we've seen that Travis Perkins open, Amazon opened last week, and the private sector has shown it can and will deliver. We now need to show that we can do the same with the taxpayer-funded projects to ensure that we attract more investment into Thurrock and that investment works in and works for Thurrock and its residents. This will be the role of the new director and assistant directors. The key element of the proposals, create the new director for environment and highways to bring together the operational elements of existing services to deliver a more cohesive and comprehensive service for residents. This post will directly report to the chief executive. Create a new assistant director place. Delivery to put in place the expertise and resources necessary to achieve the delivery programmes, including many of those that I've outlined just now. This post will report directly to the corporate director place. Create new assistant director Lower Thames Crossing to lead on the council's programme of management of high profile Lower Thames Crossing in Thurrock. This will ensure the new crossing and road supporting Thurrock's placemaking and growth priorities will report directly to the corporate director of place. Continue to build on links between the libraries and community hubs, realise the Council's ambition to continue and deliver integrated services within the community and our partners across the volunteer sector. The report is quite comprehensive, it's very, very clear. This is cost neutral, and how the cost neutral has worked is even the financial implications. So I do hope that all members agree tonight on the appointment of this. We can show that the council, irrespective of all political views, will do its best for our residents and our business and show we are open and this is a borough that will work for everyone, business and resident alike. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Leader of Council. Councillor Snell, do you wish to speak?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I won't say very much on this except that it's cost neutral, which is good news, but it's interesting that we're able to do this because we're reacting to the number of extremely large projects we've got going on in Thurrock at the moment. We've had a significant number of nationally significant projects that are going on in Thurrock here, and it's great that we've got the flexibility to be able to deal with that and change the way we do things to make us more effective in dealing with that, which is kind of strange. It goes back to our earlier meeting where we're talking about flexibility. It just gives us that flexibility, and I'm okay with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gerrish, do you wish to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also welcome this change due to the need to ensure that both our broad regeneration aspirations and our desire to clean up the borough both get the senior management time and attention that they deserve. But as ever, we think that delivery is more important than structures, and we will be watching very closely to ensure that things are moving in the right direction.
Thank you, Councillor Gerrish. Cabinet Member for Regeneration, Councillor Cockshaw.
Hello there. Yeah, I'll try and not. Remember, I'm not a bricklayer no longer now, so I'll try and keep the swearing down. I can't get the bricklayer out of me. What is instructing me is when I first took over this regeneration portfolio was the it wasn't the officer team that I was dealing with were weak in the managerial experience. It was that was so much in the managerial capacity here was missing in that. And what we were missing was it was on and on. We was getting over, when are we going to see this? When are we going to see this? And that's what I found in the last 18 months. It's been a long 18 months in this portfolio to just look at it again and think about it and get my own head around how much is happening. And every time I look at something, something else appears and something bigger comes, and then suddenly there's another £1 billion. When you speak to people outside Thurrock, and they say, we've got a £500 million operation, that wouldn't even consider at any time, really. That's an amazing achievement of what this borough is now. It's billions. I mentioned earlier with that before the swearing, £6 billion, and it's in the report. What was missing was delivery of these, and just like the Labour leaders mentioned. And what we need to do now is move forward with a specific officers that I can talk to, that we can all talk to, who knows about the delivery of this, and get to the delivery stage of these public bodies events. And the most important one I see is housing. And if we can get some more housing built in Thurrock, that will make the big difference to our generational change into our people in the Thurrock Borough. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cockshott. Councillor Jack Duffin.
Thank you. While I welcome the first two roles and they sound great for the borough, I have serious concerns about the third. We were told at the last council meeting that the council is anti-Lower Thames Crossing. I had serious questions of our position and whether the council was actually going to fight it or just help build it. And lo and behold, now at the next meeting, we're funding a full-time member of staff to help facilitate building the Thames Crossing in Thurrock. It's just beggars belief that we're told one thing and the council tried to airbrush from record that I criticised the motion last time, and we're now funding someone to help build the Thames Crossing that we've heard so much as a council we're fighting. Really, it doesn't sound like you're fighting it if you're paying someone to help build it.
Thank you, Councillor James Holden.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't intending to speak, but just to reply to that ridiculous comment. The Lower Thames Crossing, we are not the decision makers. We will oppose what we think are poor ideas. But look, going back to what Councillor Cox was saying, look at the scale of the regeneration in the borough. The Lower Thames Crossing, where it falls, we are trying to build, or we've approved the building of, we've got the funds for, three brand new schools in the borough. Three brand new schools physically need somewhere to go. Councillor Cockshott is right. If we're going to move the borough forward, we need to create housing for people. Housing needs somewhere to go. We're creating four new medical centres. Medical centres need somewhere to go. Yes, we are opposing the Lower Thames Crossing, but respecting the fact that we are not the decision makers, we cannot say the crossing will go here or won't go there. We need to make sure we've got a dedicated officer sat there to make sure that Mr. Cox's team, Mr. Harris's team, Mr. Patterson's team are all working together to work out logistically how we can make sure these big bits of kit, brand new schools, brand new medical centres, logistically fit in the right areas of the borough. We can't simply say internally from our own perspective, we're going to build schools, we're going to build medical centres, we're going to build homes, regardless of what the national government may say is going to be built in the borough. Because if we're not careful, we are going to find, logistically, it doesn't work, and that we make a mistake, and we try to approve something for an area that isn't going to work going forward. That is why we need proper managerial staff, full-time staff doing the job. If we're saying that our corporate director for place is meant to be doing the big stuff in the borough, Tilbury 2, national infrastructure projects, he can't physically do everything. As Councillor Snell said, it is about flexibility. We are making sure we've got the flexibility amongst the management staff to deliver on the big things, housing, schools, medical centres. You can't just take this insular approach where you ignore the world outside of our own boundaries.
Thank you, Councillor Holden. Councillor Barbara Rice.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't going to speak on this either, but I think that it's necessary. I will be supporting this paper and this appointment. However, I'm just going to reiterate something that Councillor Duffin has just said. We had the first meeting of the task group for the Lower Thames Crossing last week, and I was the only councillor that reminded Highways England in that meeting that we are opposed to the Lower Thames Crossing in Thurrock. It's united across this chamber, unless my colleagues on the right have changed their mind.
Thank you. With that, I'll call on Councillor... sorry. Just before you, Leader of Council, Councillor Piccolo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It seems very strange that I believe in the July meeting, we were told that we weren't taking the Lower Thames Crossing seriously, that the council didn't know what they were doing, we weren't putting anything together, we weren't forming any strategies. This post that members of the one of the opposition parties says is irrelevant tends to fly in the face of what the public were asking for at the July meeting. You know, we are now going to have someone in place that can fight our corner and at least be involved and try to take on board what the residents asked us for when all the hue and cry went on, that we weren't taking it seriously. We're now taking it seriously and we're being criticised for it. Seems very strange to me.
Thank you, Councillor. Sorry,
no,
sorry, Councillor. Sorry, Councillor. Councillor Hamilton.
Thank you, Mayor. Just concerns me very much that the post report directly to the corporate director. I just want to know in what concern and what capacity we would get information filtered back to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I invite Councillor Gledhill to respond to the comments and sum up?
Sorry, thank you, Mr. Mayor. In kind of reverse order, Councillor Hamilton, the officer, whilst obviously will strategically report as part of their paid service through to the director, this person will also be supplying information to the task force and obviously to members as we have outlined at previous meetings. To the two members who Councillor Piccolo stole pretty much all of my words, this person will be there working for Thurrock, not to build the Lower Thames Crossing, not to facilitate the Lower Thames Crossing, but to make sure that everything that we've done and what we are doing and getting the information from Highways England is coordinated so we can put a proper coordinated response based on facts, not on legal opinion and nothing else. Councillor Snell made an absolutely fantastic point. It is good to see that that this post is coming about. It is a shame we haven't had it many years earlier. Obviously, when the Chief Executive started here, there was a change of management structure, more emphasis put on place, more emphasis put on delivery, and this will obviously make sure that that happens. Again, Councillor Gerrish, delivery is key on this, and indeed Councillor Cockshall, delivery is key. It's not about structures, it's not about plans, it's not about glossy presentations and leaflets, it's about actually making sure these plans happen. If they don't happen, they're just words. Just words will not get us more infrastructure money and will not get us more investment from outside. Finally, and I want to make this clear, very clear for councillors in this room, I make clear at every SELEC meeting, whenever the Lower Thames Crossing is mentioned, that this council remains opposed to the Lower Thames Crossing. I have made it repeatedly. I have ensured it has been minuted. I am at the point of getting a placard made. Every time it's mentioned, I can hold it up and say, please read my placard and make sure it's minuted again. I can't say that's always happened, but it's certainly happened since I've sat on the SELEC board. So I can assure you, it's not just in this chamber. We make noises about not agreeing with the Lower Thames Crossing. I take your voice out to SELEC and to any other meeting where it's mentioned. With that, I move to the vote, Mr. Mayor, on the report as outlined.
Thank you. Members in agreement with recommendation 1.1 on page 41 of the agenda. We have, is anyone against? The motion's carried.